Guten Moed. Today's shir is the Ili Nishmas Pshaka Zev Ben Abshleim HaLevi. Shpi Yischus L'Mishmosai L'Shomuz L'Hoban Na'aliyah. Okay, we're learning Daf Pehei in Meseches Ksubis in the 9th Perek. This sugyo, just taka to speak at some important over here. In the Mishnah, Kipshuta, the Mishnah primarily is based on a halacha of Metaltel Liasmi Alem Mishdavli Balchayv. This is a halacha, a special takona, that Metaltel Liasmi. And that mishvut to a balchayv. Balchayv can't make a collection from a talit lady yasmi. And we see here in the sugya that the different conditions. Maybe there's a machloikis taka about this. That what are the conditions that matatla are considered matatla liyasmi, that the balei chayv is, including the ksubasish in the balchayv. Them can collect, right? Ksubasisha might be a different issue also, right? As mentioned before, stamaze could be that machlekes tanoim b'chlal, whether ksuba is collected from metalful.
So from the balchovim, from the person who borrowed the money himself, if he's still alive, the balchov can collect a metalful 100%.
Right.
So really, if we wouldn't say this, then it really they should be able to collect from what the Yorishim are Yorish, even the Metaltalim. But it was like you're saying, it's like Zera that they said that they can't take from the Metaltalim.
Right. That's the first step over here. Right, Metaltalim asked me. Only because of that, right? Otherwise, then, b'chlal, in the sugya over here, like I'm saying, Yoshim have no claim, be'etzim to it, me against you, right? This is,
you know, so why did they make it zero?
So you have to see the sugya there, what the basis of that was, where it is. Right? I don't know exactly the problem over here on that. But that's an important point over here, that, you know, between the Ksuvas Isha, the Baal Chayv, different Baal Chayves, you know, that's a question of, you know, maybe who's Chus, right, to get it. Right? The Simon Betzim have no Chus, a positive Chus to get it. The only reason why they might get it is because this Metatlin falls into the din of Metatlin Yasmin, which are Lemish Dabin the Baal Chayv. Right?
So now it's easier to understand Rav Tarfon if you focus. And
yeah, you know, right. So that's really what it comes in. That's what Rashi speaks out right away in the Mishnah, right? Afgam Tatli Asmi, and that's what Rashi says, that because Metaltalim which are not Tachasya Napishus, the Soimim, the Biyar Acherim don't have this halacha. Akaponim, that's what Rav Tarfon holds.
He holds that they weren't Gezer on that? The Gezerah, the Metatlin Asmi, Lamashtab Lebachov, they didn't make the Gezerah on stuff that wasn't in that wasn't in the control of the Yorshim?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what you mentioned before, properly, you know, would be the proper way to understand this is really go to the root. The root of things, you know, what the basis of this din was in the first place. However, that we're not going to go into right now. We'll try to work with the cheshbonis that is mevuyah here in the sugya. So this is the basis of the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rav Tarfon. Really, whether this has a din of metaltle the yasmi, right? That's what this halacha is. So now, the Mishnah talks about two cases. Right? Mishnah talks about a case when you have a pikolim biyad acherim. This is that the mace gave before he died, and he entrusted some of his metaflin by someone else, as did with Shomer. Or else, Ahalva, he borrowed money, he lent money, excuse me, to someone else. Someone else owes him money. Right? So these are the halva that's mevuyer in this gemara has a din of metaflin, and it's therefore it chayach to this halacha. Metaflin liyas minavos that Reb Tarfon says, and that's what Rashi speaks out, that being that the din of metaflin liyas me is if it's tachas yodom over here, it's not tachas yodom. Now, in the reish of the Mishnah, the metaltlin are biyad acherim, right? That's an important point in categorizing what that first case is. It's biyad acherim. Ahalvo, right? Definitely is biyad acherim, like the Gemara says, and even pikodin, it's isibeen, and maybe the pikodin in clapping certain halachas is considered bishus, the mafkid, the shem is holding it for the mafkid, but when you get to this halacha of talta the yasmi, it's biyad acherim. Now this is shittas Reb Tarfon. Now Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand,
and just what you just said about Reb Tarfon, this is something that Bezdin will go and take it from the Shomer or from the Lova that the father gave to the Shomer Lova, take it and give it to the Balchov or directly. Bezdin will do it. It's not just the guy can go and try.
Right. It'll be like you said before, like the same halacha as if he was alive, okay. Right? If the Balchov has the right to collect from a person who's alive, right? You know, so that din of matatl liyasmi are not applicable over here, and therefore you do what the ikashur sadin should have been. Now, Rabbi Kiva the Mishnah says that the nechasim stay by the yoshim shukul and tzrichin shfua, and the yerush doesn't need a shvua. Now, Rabbi Kiva is saying is that it does have the din of matatla of the asmi, like I mentioned before, because that has to be the base of this halacha. Because otherwise, why can't they make their collection over here? They say, right? Like I'm saying, when the father was alive, we'll see in the sugi that tefis mechayim, right? They definitely have rights to this money. So what happened? Right, the answer is that's the issue. Right, the issue over here is a question whether it's entitled to ask me, and that's what we need to deal with. So, Rabbi Kiva, at the end of the day, Rabbi Kiva's his halacha is that it falls into the category of matatl liyasmi. Now he doesn't.
The shvua prevents that the Baal Chov has like rights over it or something. Why doesn't he just say? What's significant about the shvua? Why doesn't he just say? Because I hold this is metata the yasmi the bachov mishdavi, and it doesn't matter if it's
right. Exactly. That's about we were just about to say that right now. Right. See from Rabbi Kiva precisely. Rabbi Kiva, he's not koyfer hakoil it's metata the yasmi. Finish right. Right, Yitaka see it would seem like this, right? This is I think there's a shaila about this, but the mashmois hadvorim taka would be that shakul and tzrichin shvua. So like Rashi says, Rashi speaks out that and calls ma they didn't make the shvua, so we don't know that they're owed. So it would seem to be that's what makes a matatl liyasmi. Only because now like this. Now when we're talking about matatl liyasmi, what just to put things into hopefully a little better perspective is like this: is that avada yerusha? They told me that he after lacha misa. So actually, yerusha is chal. So avada, if you want to know who's bailim on it, of course the yisaimim are bailim. But the halacha, like we're saying, of matatl liyasmi is not totally in bailus, right? That's totally maybe we'll we will. use a different word, right? Maybe shlita, if that's an accurate word. But we're talking about, we're not discussing bailus. Bailus, definitely, they're bailim on it. They own it, right? The question over here is, do we see it by them or not? That's what we're talking about.
If Rabban made a gezerah to help the Yisomim, that metadu yasmi b'chov l'mishtabdi, so why would they differentiate whether it's in the Yisomim's shlito or not? Why would they make that differentiation? Why wouldn't it be anything that's metadu of the yasmi?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a follow up to the previous question that we have to go really to the root of things, right? To understand that, right? So at this point, we're not going to go there, but it's a valid question, right? Something that you're right that does need explanation, right? But what we're just going to discuss is just a kaponim, just to set up the machlokes, what it seems to be. So this is the shiloh over here, right? The shiloh over here is that, do we see it by the Yisomim or not? Right? And so this svar that Rabbi Akiva is saying, that Kulam Tzurich and Shvua, is if we take them out of the picture, like Rashi seems to explain, that until they make the shvua that they weren't paid up, so we don't see them over here. So in that light, we see this, even though it's by Acherim, we see that it relates to the Yisomim, and that's what makes it into Metatal Liyasmi. Right, that's what the Pashas HaMashmois would be. And therefore, if it would be, right, let's say that there is such a halacha that the Yisomim, you know, could pater, could exempt, you know, them from making the Shvuah. Such a thing, right? You have such a scenario. So it would seem that if everything is riding on the Shvua and they're exempt from the Shvua, so then Rabbi Kiva would agree b'chai gavna that this is not b'chlal b'tata d'yasmi. And that's what the mashmois of the Mishnah is. I think there's a shaila maybe in Nachorim about this, but the mashmois ha-Mishnah would seem to be shekulin tzrich and Shvua, right? And the Yisomim don't need a shvuah, right? What we pointed out before again was just to imagine this is that this is a little different type of situation. In other words, when you have a din Torah between people, so it's a question of rights, my rights to it, your rights to it, right? In this situation, the since the Baal HaChayv is there, they're rightfully owed money from the mess. The mess owes them money and concerning any other nechosim kakois, and that they have the right to act upon that. So the Yisomim, it's not like they have that the Yisomim have rights, you know, opposing rights to it. The issue over here really is that since there's such a halacha that m'shatal yasim l'mishdal b'alchayim, so that's the issue, right? So the Yisomim, their claim over here just is that it's m'shatal yasim, which you don't have a right, not that. You know, we have an overpowering right to this mominess against you, right? That's the issue over here, right? So I don't even know if, you know, if this is the regular hilchos toin v'nitin, you know, something like the same are claiming it's ours. You know, you don't really have any schus. If the din is that this is in metalta liyasmi, okay, so then they don't have, you know, it's not right? It's not like you have a claim over here.
We find that by Lekuchos, so only Karka is Meshuba to Achayv.
Right.
When you say Lekuchos, meaning they bought land from the Lova, right. And you can't go after the Metaltalin of the Lekoach who bought land from the Lova?
No. Is that
what you mean to say?
Bought Metaltalin.
Oh, they bought metaltalin from the Lova.
They buy metaltalin from the Lova, and metaltalin they buy from the Lova is not meshuba to the Chayv.
Right.
So maybe the Yarshim somehow have a din like Latuchos, according to Rabbi Akiva.
you're.
Well, hold on.
Is that according to Rekiva specifically? Yeah. You know, if you want to. I mean, what the point that you're saying is in the lomdis that might be true. So let's even back up for a second, right? Let's back up for a second. That I mean, how does one ever collect metaltolin, right? If there's no shibud, the answer is that while something is by the one who owes it himself, then I don't need a shibud on the nechasim themselves, as long as there's what we could call shibud haguf, right? That the person himself is
trying to teach me this on
Shabbos. Oh yeah, okay, right. So therefore, anything which is tachas yad in the ownership of the one who has the shibud haguf, that's the schus that the one who has. Who has the shibud could go collect for anything which is tachas yodai.
So the individual lova has a shibud on his guf besides the shibud on the chasam.
Right.
There's two separate shibudim.
Let's say, yeah.
And then if he sells the property, there's only a shibud on the chasam. There's no shibud on the lokeach's guf.
Right. Okay.
So what's the difference with the
yard? He got it. You told him well. So now the shayla. Now the shayla is like this: how does it work by yisoyimim, right? Right. That's what we need to understand, right? Because in Mizmeikar Hadin, that you would be able to collect from Tafliyasmi. As a matter of fact, that right, Nochot Takonos Agoyim Bizman Azeh, that you know you are, right? You are collecting. So how does that work? Why Taka is he? It seems to be that Mizmeikar Hadin. That the Yisoyimim do not have a din of a loikeach, right? And it would seem to be that the Shibud HaGuf, right, according to working with what we have, it would sound like the Shibud HaGuf is transferred because of the Yerusha, right?
So do you mean that even to Nechasim that the Yorshim have not from the Morish? Or you're saying only from the Metaltalin that they got from the Morish.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. And that's not so simple.
It can't exactly. Be a shibud haguf on the Yarshim totally. It can't
be on their personal stuff.
Because we say it's a mitzvah for them to pay. Let's say the guy died, didn't have any nechasim.
Right. So we would understand, let's say like this, is that, and it's not so simple. Right now you're saying this. But I think that what we would understand is that the shibud haguf from the mace, right, would transfer to the yoshim, right? So it's just being mekayim, right? It's keeping in existence the shibud haguf of the mace. It's a big mace. It's not a personal shibud haguf. That's why his own personal nechosim, right, are not subject to that.
He's saying there's not a shibud haguf on the yoshim. There's a shibud haguf on the baal that's transferred to the Yorshim.
And it's all
did I say that right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. That's the idea that we're trying to say.
So what would happen if let's say they sold, you know, let's take a simple case first, but he inherits a car and he sells the car. So could the Yorshim I'm talking about, the Yorshim inherit a car and they sell it. So now, could the Baal Chov still collect? And if so, from who?
I assume a car is metabolic.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you might be asking a similar question if they inherited money and they gave away that money.
That's the next question. The difference between the car and money is money is fungible. That's his name. If you spend $1, the other dollar, who knows which dollar you spent, right? A car, you can identify, this was, you know, my father's car and I sold it.
No, but I assume they sold the car, now they have money.
Right.
They can collect the money, right? The money is in the
list. Well, that would be the second question. What's Meshubin? The question.
Okay,
the next question.
Yeah,
is,
okay, fine. Okay. Yeah. Let's
answer. Let's just think about that. I mean, let's first establish what halach is by the mace himself, right? If someone borrows money, right, and he doesn't have any karkois, he had a car and he sells the car, right? Now what? Now what happens to the
balik chayvus?
But if he sold his car, right? Spends some money, owns nothing, right? And then makes new money. He's mechuyev.
Right. So according to what we're saying right now is that any new money is not. There's no shibud on that. Right?
From the borrower himself.
No. In by the case of Yisoyimim, right? Once we establish that. Right, that you understand that the item itself is sold and gone, it's finished. Right, that's it.
And there's no shibud on the tafelin.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case,
it should follow that if they yashin the car, and they sold the car, right? I'm just trying to put it back into where this is relevant. We're discussing the shivud really before, let's say before the takana, right? That's what we're talking about, or where it does not apply, it didn't tata the asmi,
right?
So that car before they sell it would have been collectible by the balei chayvis of the father. Now that they sold it, so that's all. It's finished. So if there are no more nechosim or of any kind by the yisayimim, so then balei chayvis can't get, right? That's what should be now.
That's more about the dollars that they got for selling the car.
So that might be. You know, if that's. That could be that we look at it as a replacement, right? So that's not their own money. That's just, you know, something which is developed b'koyach the Yerusha. So I would think that the balei chayvus could go after that. That's my muskel rishon. But if someone has a different opinion on that, I could hear a question. Well, what do you hold, Shlomo? What do you think?
I'm not sure, but I could see a difference between dollars and a car, right? Because again, dollars.
Dollars in a car, you're talking about initially, or dollars received as a result of.
I guess both.
Talk about dollars originally, right? So he left over a car and dollars,
right? Assuming that the answer with the car is if he sold it. Then the Baal Chov can't collect.
But let's say he gave away as
right,
a present.
So assuming that the Baal Chov can't collect on that,
mm-hmm.
right? So dollars gets very confusing, right? Because mm-hmm. because unlike a car, which you expect, you know, a car identifies back to the father, right, or the. If you have, you know, two $10 bills, when you were Yorish and when that you it was yours and you spend $10, you get $10 tzedakah, right?
So I'm going to take away there. Money's not completely fungible in that sense. I can tell you this, like, just in American law. If you have certain estates, if let's say you had a generation skipping estate,
right?
Okay, so when the parents get to spend it until, so the grandparents left the state, the parents get to use it until they die. When they die...
Once again.
Okay. Something called a generation skipping estate. Grandparents die, they give it to the grandchildren, but the parents get to use it until they die.
Uh-huh.
When the parents die, they don't pay estate taxes on it.
Uh-huh.
Right? So if you keep money in that estate, right?
Right.
Right? When you die, all the cash in that estate, there's no tax on it.
Right? Right.
But if you were to transfer it out to the parents' personal bank account, now, when they die, you pay tax on it because it's their personal money. There's a difference between estate money and personal money. They're not fungible. You can't move them back and forth. Well, it's the same thing that here. I'm saying it's exact same thing in your case.
It is. It's a little different because there the money is in an account, so it's still identifiable. Right? If you have a dollar bill.
You might have to show how you can prove which money you got from the father and which money you got from yourself,
It's not even a question of proving. Is money inherently. The difference in halacha between she'ela and halva, right? When you borrow a pen, I have to return to you the same pen. When you borrow a dollar, okay. I can return a different dollar back to you. The fact that it's physically the same dollar really has no consequence with cash.
By halva. Right?
Well, by halva.
We find that specifically by halva. The Chazal use the term bilbul otson. That once you lend cash, the cash belongs to the borrower, and those dollar bills don't belong to the lender anymore. That we find by halva. I don't remember seeing that anywhere else.
But in this situation, it should be similar to that of halva, the fact that they're becoming the owners of it, right? As opposed to, you're right, if it would be, let's say a pikodin, right? So if pikodin, you can't just exchange unless there's certain halachas that it's there for personal use. But if it's not, if there's no personal use option, then you can't just decide, just to switch the coins. Itaka can't. Okay, but that all has to do whether it became yours or not. But if it became yours, whether because of halva or in our situation, right, because of Yerusha, then I hear what Shlomo is saying is that so you can't really we really have to even explain how the shibud presents itself. According to what we're saying now, there's a shibud. If you get cash, there's a shibud aguf on a certain amount of dollar of money. Right? That's a certain value. It doesn't relate to a certain item, and therefore you can't get rid of it. Right? It's always there, possibly. Right? That's what he's raising. Okay, that could be. Well, okay.
I mean, what do you ask the question? I mean, let's say the person dies, he's got $20,000 in a car, and the son says, "You take the car, I'll take the cash." So, whatever the car is worth, so what do you say? He can go after the car, he can't go after the cash?
No, let me hear that case again. What do we have?
He died with a car, and he died with a debt, and a car and cash.
Right.
And the sons say, okay, you take the car, I'll take the cash.
Who are they talking to?
Each other.
Oh, they're dividing up the S, they're dividing it up.
Right.
Car, I'll take the cash. Okay, now the Baal Chov comes, and they say, there's no all money left. He's got the car, and he's got the cash. And he says, no, I can go after, what, I can only go after the car? I can only go, or you can't go after them. Now they're already, and we're talking at the Doraisa din here.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
well,
do we say?
Well, in general, if the Baal Chov takes away from Yarshim, let's say whenever it's applicable, does that mean that all the Yorshim have to share the loss of what the Baal Chov took, and they equally share the loss proportionally? Or does the one brother that had that as Yerusha, does
well, he I mean, lose? You're asking a secondary question. You're assuming already they can only go after the car.
No, whatever they go after, whatever they take, do they have to redistribute?
Isn't that what you're working with? That you could only go at
I'm asking the question. I mean, I'm asking maybe even three ways. Maybe at that point, meaning if you say, let's say, the Yorshim or Lukuchos, maybe once they divide up the estate, even Doraisa, you can't go after it. It's only before they divide it up.
More about what the Yorshim or Lukuchos.
I know that's a machlokas. I'm just saying. I'm not sure. I'm like maybe. I don't know what's the what can this Baal Chov go after? He can say you inherit. I mean, on one extreme is you guys inherited a car and $20,000. I don't care what you did with it, unless it's not be'en anymore. Okay, I don't care how you divided it up or whatever. But as long as that money is still be'en, I can go after it. That's one extreme. The other extreme is no. They once you kind of you know, divide up the money and you say, yours, you know, this is your $20,000 and this is your car, then it like becomes of the Yorshim. And it Bechal's not part of the Yorsha anymore. Just, I mean, that seems to be what, on the money side, that's what Shlomo seems to be saying. Because so now it gets your...
Even before the Takana, even if you could...
Yeah, I'm talking all deraisa.
Then you can only collect before they divide the chassid.
Well, I'm saying this because of what... I'm suggesting because of what Shlomo wants to say, that the money gets all mixed together. It's all fungible. So there's no difference between the $20,000 you got from the father and your own $20,000 in your own bank account. He's saying there's no difference. So they shouldn't be able to go after any of it because it's all mixed together. That's what he seems to be saying. So I'm asking on that side, go even farther. Say that once you divide it up and it's all mixed together, even the car maybe they can. That's what I'm saying. There's two extremes and there might be several places in between those two extremes.
Well, you don't have to go that far. If it's really true that Yorshim are like Lechuchos, then Metalkalin that Lechuchos got is not Meshuvin for Achoyim.
Oh, so that was the way I was speaking it out in this extreme.
We were going through the sugya. I didn't realize that there was a din about midrashim that the Yorshim are.
As we mentioned, we'll see that even though the sugya, in the Takanas Chazal is such a thing, but I think the Mishnayim bring that the Takanas Hagoinim is that metaltalin are meshubin, I believe, and therefore, so you know the halacha metaltal yasmi. Does not apply over here, right?
I did see that in the footnotes,
right? That's what they bring. That's why they shed and talk about Shitas Reb Tarfon, even though we pass on the Rabbi Akiva, but that's only assuming that Allah is entitled to ask me Alam Mishabdi. So that's their machlekes, right? Whether this has been entitled to ask me, but La Halacha that entitled to ask me. Are yet mishabdi, so therefore now you know, it becomes relevant at you know all the different studim.
But the way we're learning, there's no machlokas. I mean, just now coming back to the takana, put this whole thing on the side.
Okay.
They're going back to the takana. I assume we were learning that there's really the way we're learning. There's no machlokas that metaltali to yorshi is not mishubud. That takana, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon are maskim to exactly the way that takana was made. The only machlokas is whether these nechasim of the pikadon and the milva have a din of metalta
right,
okay.
Right, 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 right.
I didn't hear what you said. One
more time. They both agree about what the takana was of metalta l'diyorshi. That you can't go after metalta l'diyorshi. And they both agree that it's only when it comes into the rishus of the yorshim. So I'm adding that. And they would both agree that if it doesn't come into the rishus of the yorshim, it's not called metaltali to yorshi. And the machlokus is whether these nechasim came into the rishus of the yorshim, so that they get a din of metaltali to yorshi. But they both agree that if they're in the Rishus, it is Metal to the Yorshi, and if they're not in the Rishus, it's not Metal to the Yorshi, and you can go after it. And the Machlokas is whether these came into the Rishus. That's the way we're learning. There are other ways to learn. I'm just saying, I just want to clarify that that's mm-hmm. the way we're learning.
Right,
now.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, okay. Exact wordage maybe could be adjusted a little bit, but that's the idea, right, definitely is where we're going. Now, but just getting back to really what we started with over here is that so we discussed this is before the dinner of Tafla Tulim Mishabdi, and we just discussed how Matata the Asmi Betzim Al Mishabdi, and we explained with the Shibudim. And the reason why we spoke that is because Rabbi Yo mentioned that after the takona of matatul yasme, they're not mishtabdi l'bal choiv. So how does that work, right? Why is that so? So there could have been a way of understanding that we look at them as as lukuchas, which basically means, according to which we just want to speak out, that means in the raisa, the shibra guf would carry over, right? That might just mean that the takanos is that the shibra guf does not carry over, right? And therefore, without a shibra guf, so you know they're no different than lukuchas, right? That's what that might mean. However, we would have to nechals, right? Like we just mentioned a second ago, that I mean there's a machlekes over here because it's telling on whether we see that's by them or not. That means that in certain situations, according to Tarfon, right? That if it's biara cherim, it doesn't have the din of mitatel yasmi, right? So then it gets a little harder to be mechalik in, you know, you have the shibra guf, you have the shibra guf. So that means that chazal were mafkia, the shibra guf only calls man that you see the nechosim, right, by the yasmi. If they're not by the yasmi, right, then the shibra guf remains, right? That will be the understanding, and that's the basis of the gviya that the Baal Chayv and Ksubis Yishar are doing, right? Without Shibra Guf, then you know they have no claim. You know, the Chosim are out, they're gone. Akapon. Okay, so it's just fearing goes according to what he was saying, which there could be a way of understanding, because like we're saying that in the Ikar Hadin we need to work with the Shibra Guf. So if the Takhono was something that altered the Shibra Guf, right? So that Memela would cause that the Chosim are not, they can't run after them anymore.
The fact that it goes to the koshal, doesn't that like indicate that things aren't just working here with normal shibudim, or is that just a side issue?
So koshal the muskul rishon. So there's really two halachas of koshal. So let's speak that through while we're here. Whereas we have the case of the Reisha, right? We're discussing the Reisha of the Mishnah, and we were madgish that in the Reisha of the Mishnah, that the Nechosim are in a third party's Vishos, it's Vishos Acherim, right? And over there, that's, possibly we could understand that's more of a reason to think that it's not Bechlal Matata Liyasmi, Shita Tzertarfen, right? That because it's taka in a third party. Nevertheless, Rabbi Kiva argues like we saw. Now, after we decided that it's not b'chal matalta the yasmi, right? So now the question is that who's going to get it, right? You have the ksubas isha, and you have the baal choyv, right? For that matter, like Kimavu in the Gemara, that it could be relevant if you have two Baalei Chayvis, right? It also might make an afkamina depending on what Koshul means, right?
What the date is in the Shtar.
Yeah, right? Okay, so let's just speak this through. Now Shitas Rav Tarfon, it would seem like this. It would seem like Shitas Rav Tarfon is, there's really two steps in Shitas Rav Tarfon. It would seem that our first step in Shitas Tarfon is that there's not b'chal matata d'yasmi. Okay, so therefore these are collectible items. Right, now the question is that you know you have these two people over here that want it. So now this is taka a question between these two who have the rights to get it. How do we divide it? So that's the aloha of koshel, right? And koshel, you see from the whole idea that there's Musig of a Koshul, Kiva's Taina of Merachim Adin, sounds like the Koshul is some kind of Kilusa, maybe that we're doing to make arrangements in order that someone should get the money that we want them to get. So let's just speak this through while we're over here. So Benegay like this.
Because really, normally it should go to the one who has the stronger Shiva, the strong one.
What would stronger mean?
Stronger shibud. Whoever has more rights to it.
That's so what would give someone more rights?
Earlier shtar. They have
l'chayr, right. L'chayr,
you should give it to the one who's more.
Right.
More rights.
Right. Right? So now, why are we doing otherwise? But before we get there, so that's what I wanted to get to the point that you mentioned over here. Right? So once we're talking about Koshel, that's already after we already took the dinner of Matakis, added the picture. Right? Mm-hmm. Right?
It's like two machlokuses.
So we'll have to see that, and I have to come back in to see what the point of the machlokus in the Rekiv. It would seem like this. It would seem to us like this.
What after those two machlokuses?
We'll see exactly this. Because the way we explain it with Tarifin, the base, the first step over here is that Tafli asked me, things don't start. Like, you know, there's no one here. That's what Luchar should have been. On that, Reb Tarfin is saying that no, since it's Piyarachem, Tafli asked me doesn't apply. Okay, that's step number one. So therefore, the Bali Chavis, right, over here have claims. Now the question is, how are we going to go about this? Who's going to be able to get it? There's not enough to go around, right? We'll see in a second, right? Definitely Metaflin, right? So, who's going to get it? So, on that he said Koshel, right? Now, Rabbi Kiva, on the one hand, Rabbi Kiva says, Emrach Madin. On the other hand, Rabbi Kiva says that you give it to the Yoshim. Now, Merachim Badin seems to be part two, right? That, you know, between these two, right? And his halacha really is that he argues on step one. He's saying step one is like Kari Mor Maker Adin Machlek is whether it's considered Metafel Yasmi. Right? So how do you learn that? So probably what we would have said was that his first remark was really Shitasai. Right, he's saying that you know even what you're doing, you know, emrachim adin. Right, even if you get past the yisaimim, but you know koishul emrachim adin. But you should know that I argue on the universe base that you don't even get there because right, that's how you might have want to learn because it doesn't seem to us that emrachim adin talks to the first issue, the hainu at this that Rav Tarfin considers that it's not Bechlam Tafel the Yasmi, that doesn't seem to be a special Rachmanis Bedin. He holds it's Biaracherim, you know, doesn't apply. That's what we would have thought. And that's how we could have typed. Is that how you typed the Mishnah?
I would have thought more that Rav Tarfin wanted to give it to the Koshel. In order to do that, he had to jump over the first thing and get to and then afterwards. You know the second thing, but the Rebbe Kiva says no. You know there's no Rachmanis and Din. You know and let's keep the Iker.
So even the first step was from Rachmanis.
That's how I would have thought. Right.
Okay. I mean, it would sound from Rebbe Kiva's talking that it is like that.
See, this is not plain Rachmanis because you're being Rachmanis at somebody else's expense. You're being Rachmanis to one person, but you're harming the Yerushim. So Rachmanis is you see a poor person, you give them a dollar. That's maybe you want to do the mitzvah stuff, or maybe you want to have Rachmanis.
So you're arguing on something that's not. I mean, okay. So you want to say that the answer to Rabbi Kiva is that there when there's two Bali Dinim, there's no Rachamim because you're taking from one to give to the other.
No,
but that's not what he means.
No. I'm saying that they're taking away from the Yarshim.
I think that's what Rabbi Kiva is saying. I mean, you can't have Rachmanis on the Din. That's the reason why you can't. Okay. He's not against Rachmanis, but inherently, that's why in Rachmanis on the Din.
You're missing the point of what Rabbi Kiva is saying, and you're arguing on something that he's not saying. He's saying that you've got a rich person and a poor person, let's say. Where you've got a person that's going to be able to collect and a person that's not going to be able to collect. So you give to the person who's in a weaker position. That's called Rachmanis. Okay, you're taking away from another person? Fine, okay, you're taking away from another person. You're arguing and saying, that's not Rachmanis, because you're being achzori to the other guy. That's what you're saying. Okay, so you're arguing on whether that's called Bechlal called Rachmanis. Okay, but that's not the issue. Okay, fine. So, except that the Rabbi Akiva, the whole, that's called Rachmanis.
No, but people are looking at Rabbi Akiva and they're touching up what Rabbi Tarfin holds based on Rabbi Akiva's words. So they're saying that Rabbi Tarfin's working for Rachmanis.
Okay. There's it's a kula over here, right? Right. If you want to kula rachmanus or not, no, maybe that word doesn't. But there's a reason for Chazal Kaponim to address what the Ikar Hadin should be. Now let's just speak this through like this, that and we'll see once again. Shlomo is saying now that just wondering, Taka, if you could start like that. Well, we have negius. We want. Okay, let's first talk about kosher, right?
I saw a shita somewhat like what he's saying, and it went something, I don't remember who it was, I don't want to say a name, but it went something like the following, that the way that Rabbi Akiva was understanding Rabbi Tarfon, that Rabbi Tarfon agreed that the Shvua was enough mi'ikar adin to block the Balei Chov and the Ksuba from getting, and that made it go immediately to the Yorshim.
Mm-hmm.
But because it wasn't like something the end, it wasn't like you can't see that the Shvu is there. So he was kind of ignoring, he was being Merachim to say, we're not gonna handle that this Shvu is blocking it from them, therefore it goes to them. And that's how he was being Merachim. It's a little subtle. I'm not sure if I'm saying it exactly right. But
speaking exactly this, but in the Chesh Menakoponim, right? What we're opening over here is that first. See, we might have thought, that's what I thought when I first saw how Rashi explained the pattern. It sounded like the Ikar Adin. You know, it's not by the Nechos, and the Halacha doesn't apply. Finish. That's not Rachmanis. That was the Ikar Takona, right? What we're saying right now is that, according to this explanation, what we're saying is that the fact that it's not by the same, that in itself is not necessarily the reason why it shouldn't be subject to the din of tatla the yasmi, right? There is a kiluso that Reb Tarfon is working with over here, right? To work with it, that the fact that it's by someone else, b'aracherim, that should make a difference, right? That's what we're being mechadish over here.
It's like a new gezerah to help the kosher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there was one gezerah to help the yisomim and tata d'asmilah. Now there's a new gezerah. It's definitely that way. According to the mandyama, that kosher means the ksuba because of chayin. That's for sure a gezerah. That's a takanas chachamah for sure. You say chino.
Mm-hmm. Right. Non-related at all. Right. If it's din kosher, so you know that's probably built in, right? Mm-hmm. That's part of the same din. I don't know if it's to say it was a subsequent takon. I mean, that's what we're dealing with, right? We're dealing with Bali Chavis, you know. So that's primarily in front of us when we're in the
takon. So they made a takon on the top of that with the Bachov and Shtad, and then they felt they had to make another takon to help out.
So I start with something. I don't know if it's necessarily another takon, but Koparim, you got to balance, your takonis over here, right? You have to take everything into account, so that it has its exact guidelines where it is. Now let's hear what taka is like this. The din of kosher. While we're here, right, I'm going back over here, but I hope that's okay if we could just go back.
Are these things like working from Hefker Bezin? Hefker, the Bezin's taking away things that the Raisa would have gone to.
So that's usually what, how to understand what it is.
Okay.
Right, what Takonas Chazal, how they have the ability to do that.
Because otherwise, what if the Raisa is supposed to go to one person, what? How do you change that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, continue with the
season. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now let's hear it. Right? According to the mandom that koshel is koshel shabaraya, which Rashi explains like this. Rashi says what that means is that of the two Balei Chovis, whoever they are, because it was Isher and Arat, it's time two Balei Chovis, the one who has his shtar is meucher, and now that his shtar is meucher, so karkois, which generally are collectible, but since his choiv happened after the sale, so he can't go after that karka. Right? So
is that only relevant if there was karka?
Because I have to get the step two. We need to speak about step one first, okay? Okay, very good. But that's exactly what we're heading at, okay? I see you picking up the mahal. Very good. Okay, so let's establish step number one. Right? So the way Rashi explains it is like this, is that what we have, let's say, for example, we have a karka that belonged to the mace that was sold. So there's a shibra on that karka. And you have the metaltalin. Right, the case over here. These metaltalin, right? Like in the case in the ratio. Now, let's assume that, you know, each one could only cover one of the chayvis. Right? So now, we're talking about that the one whose shtar was mu'ucher, his chayvis first happened after the karka was sold. So, shine, so the shibu never went to him. Right? So he can't get that. Now, if we were to deal with these nechosim, in two levels according to what we discussed, right? Were this to be metatla the yasmi, right? You know, he wouldn't get anything, right? But the karkois, right? You know, they're still she wouldn't make karkois.
But his date right? of the star is later, so he doesn't get karki either.
What? Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. So he would get nothing, right? He would get nothing. Right? And even if we would, like the other side was saying, then even if this definitely doesn't have the din of matalta the yasmi, right? However, like this, the halacha is that we know that you can never go to lekuches that calls man that there is monies payable by the person himself. So be'etzem, that these monies over this metaltalin really would be considered, right, what we call them b'nei charir, right? That monies which are by the person himself, and really, so really, what should have happened is that the one whose shtar was first, he has the first rights at this money, so he would collect these metaltalin, and the second person, shine, there's no metaltalin around. That karka, he's too late. Is kosher, he would lose out. Right, so that's the din of kosher. That in order that all the balei chayvis could be paid up, that's why the halacha is that since the one who hushtar was called in, he could always get that. Right, he could only get this. So that's what we're doing over here. Right, we're doing something which. Akoponim makes sense between them in order that everyone should be get paid up. So since the Baal Chayv Mu'uchar can't get the karka, he can only get the so that's why we'll give this to him, even though Be'etzim Ikra didn't really, other person has the schusim, we'll give it to him. So now there's nothing available here. So now he can go to Lekech, right? And the Lekech will say, you know, there was money over there. He said, well, different Baal Chayv took it and there's nothing left. And no,
but the one with the earlier date is really disadvantaged now because he has to go to Beis Din and try to take the money, the karka from the lekuchos, which is a hassle and time consuming.
That's the point. But what you see from over here is that this is what Chazal said, right? That akoponim, if the issue is that person not getting his chayv at all, or you having to work it out. Right, so then Chazal, we're not concerned about that. Okay, you work out all the nafkamina cases, right? You know, if it's for him, it's a $10 chayv, and you know, right? But akoponim, but this is what Chazal set up. So that's why. So according to this time in the Gemara, it simply has to do with Baal Chayv Mu'uchar, right? Akoponim, this is how Rashi learns. It could be other Malchim and Rishonim.
And the ksuba could also be the earlier or the later date.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. Right. So, right. Ksuba is irrelevant right over here. In this teretz, it's just a different form of a choiv. Right. But that's what this halacha is.
This applies even in the non Yerusha case that we would do this, or specifically in the Yerusha case. You can have the same problem with the Baal Chov himself. Is that
let's hear that. Let's hear. Yeah.
Is that he has metaltalin, right, to pay one chov, and he has two chovos, one that was, you know, one that predated the sale and one that postdated the sale.
Uh-huh.
So if the first Baal Chov comes and takes the metaltalin, then the second Baal Chov is stuck. Right.
I mean, I guess even if it's karkois for that matter, right?
What?
It could be karkois for that matter.
Yeah,
also.
Whatever.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I thought you were going to ask if they come to Beis Din at the same time.
the
debt is due on the same day. They come at the same time, and now you got metaltalin and karkois.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That would be more like this, our case.
Okay, that's a good point. L'chayra, this Shitas Reb Tarfon really doesn't relate to this specifically. You know, on the contrary, it could be that this is an extension.
We do this kosher, which Shlomo was saying, we do the kosher even by the
mace himself and his larv. Yeah,
is that true?
I don't know, but it would seem like it, right? Because this point of kosher doesn't seem to relate to this specifically. On the contrary, if anything, we had a tzad to say that this would even make an adjustment in the din of metaltalin the yasmi, right? And we would consider something non-metaltalin the yasmi. That's how we said maybe that Rabbi Kiva is talking to that first step, right? And that's what Shlomo wanted to explain, that the first step, that according to Tarfon, we consider it that it's not metaltalin the yasmi, is all only because of we want the Baal HaChayav to be paid up. So just the point that I was just saying is that over here we're passively using our desire for the Baal HaChayav to be paid up to go even further than what Shlomo is talking about. Shlomo is talking about Stam. You know, each person, they have the right to collect, you know, but just the question of who's called him, right? So I wouldn't see over here, I mean, I don't see, maybe someone can explain why specifically over here we would do that. Right, as opposed to over there, it seems to be that we're working with a general svara, you know, to allow the Baal Chayv who is meucher to collect with from the Bnei Chayim, basically, right, in order for the other person to get from.
He's not supposed to collect.
Who's not supposed to collect?
The one who has a meucher star.
He's not supposed to collect.
No, he's not.
I don't know if I would say that he's not supposed to collect. But let's see, if in the Ikra Hadin, if he would come, let's say, to Ledin with the other Baal Chayv, then and the other Baal Chayv could be that he would have the right to collect from the Bnei Chayrin. Right? That could be. I wouldn't say that he doesn't have the right to collect at all, because if he would come by himself, then he definitely could collect, right? Even though someone doesn't know the Shtar, which is before, but if he's not here, you know, that's how Beis Din is really working, right? We'll work as if the other person is not here. We'll only see you. Fine, you know, you come, you'll take it. Man. That's right. So that's what I would think, right? That's what I would think. Akoponim. Okay, but you'll be biting. You'll investigate this issue, right? Whether that's true or not. And there could be other sugyos that you could bring rise to. Right, b'chlal, like we mentioned, that's a shan l'shan, whether this really is what the Gemara means. But we're just working with the Rashi, and therefore, let's just speak out the nafka minis, which should come out according to this, is that let's say there are no karkois, right? Yeah, so Quilly Rashi is learning, this is just a way to satisfy that all the balachayvs could be paid up. But if you don't, if there isn't other karka, and this is the money that's here,
you give it to the kashon, the other guy gets nothing.
Right. So we're not taking away only because you could get paid up. Other means that he can't. Right. That's the basis of this. Right. I'm just making cheshbon is that what should come out from Rashi, right? That's what I would think that should be. What about Fakir? Let's say there are, let's say that the karkoises which are meshubit were sold after both chayvis, right? So they both, you know, can go for that. So again, right? Right, it should follow.
No karka. As far as we're concerned, there's no karka.
No, there is karka for both of them. They're both equally can go after all the karka.
Oh, they both can equally go after the karka.
Right. Now, this already will happen afgamina in the Tutstadna. How we learned, what Reb Tarfon is saying. Right, where his rachum badin starts. Let's say in this case, right? In this case, then there are karkois that are out there that both balechevis could get, right? So, in this situation, is anyone going to get the metaltolin, right?
The metaltolin goes first because.
So there were two stud on how we learned that this that then it's not metaltolin the yasmin, therefore the metaltolin is collectible. Is that based on then inos l'koyshel? Is that based on this kilusa or not? Right. So content we're saying now, the whole koyshel is a very very specific scenario when the koyshel could only collect from the metaltolin, and there's karkois over there for the other baal chayv. But now we're discussing that there's no koyshel over here because both baal chayvs could get from the karka. Right, so now it's only now it's totally this. Is this metatlah diasmi or not? So if the whole metatlah diasmi is that it wasn't, is only because of a kula in order to service the koshel, I don't need to service the koshel. So then no one, then even the mu'ucher won't be able to get from the metatlah over here, right? Because it's not, it's metatlah diasmi. But if but the first step was not based on a kulusa. So that's tam the ikar hadin Reb Tarfon holds that it's biyad acherim, so it's not metaflin the asmi. So shine, right?
Didn't you say the metaflin of the original lova has to be taken first before any karka that from the lakuvos is taken?
Right. I mean that would be before, let's say, the din of koishel, right? That's when we. So that should be the ikar hadin, yeah.
So if metaltlin of the Yisomim is able to be used to pay chovos, it has to be paid before you take anything with lukuvos.
Let me just hear again. We're not right now. We're discussing a case when karkois you have, so there's no koshel issue over here. And the question over here simply is this metaltlin the Yisomim.
The
kulchas have the karkois.
So then you only go to the kulchas if there's no b'nei chori.
But that's the issue over here. Is this metatlah yasmi? That's what we're saying right now, right? Is this ikar adin metatlah yasmi? Because there's no koshel to cause us to decide that, right? So that's what we discussed. Those are the two sons that we were working. Is step number one based on koshel or not based on koshel? The nafkamina is when there is no koshel, do you have step number one? Right? That's really what we're talking about, right? Okay, now while we're here, let's take an advance to the Sefer of the Mishnah. Okay? That the Sefer of the Mishnah talks about if we have Peris Tlushin, right? Peris Tlushin, and the Mishnah talks about, says the halacha is according to Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon says the din is called kodem hem zocha, right? kol hakodem bahem zocho, that's the halacha of these nechasim. Now, once again, Reb Tarfon is you see that it does not have the dinner of matata diasmi, otherwise then they wouldn't be able to, wouldn't, my tefisa wouldn't help, kol hakodem bahem wouldn't, halacha wouldn't be so. And that's why
I... Why does it not have the...
Okay, we're getting there. Right, so this, right, like you see, the Gemara talks, right, the Gemara on base, right, that Hanach Metatlan, the man Chehecha, according to Reb Tarfon, where are they? Right, because Avada, if assuming that the Kaka belongs to the mess, right, and the Peiris Flushim are on the kankar or in the silo or wherever, wherever it is, shame, this is regular mitatel yasmi, right? So, well, how do you have it in a kol kodem zocho? Right? This is the ikar halacha of mitatel yasmi, and that's why the Gemara says the man chihecha. I mean, it's posher to us that it's not bishus the mess, right? And the machlekes in the Gemara is even in shita shib tarfin. But see, the chiddush of this over here is, and I wanted to point it out, in the resh of the Mishnah, it's taka by a third party. Right, so that we could understand that it's taken not by the Yisoyimin, and therefore it could not have the dinam tatal yasmi. Over here, it's not by a third party. Over here, it's just together not by the Yisoyimin, right? Right, and there's a difference in that, right?
Whether it is, it belongs to them.
It always belongs to them, right? Even when it's like as we disclaimed before, right? It always belongs to them. The issue is not a question of belonging to them. The issue over here is whether we see it by them or not. That's the issue over here.
Just right. To clarify the case, they picked the apple off his tree while he was still alive, put it in Rosh Hashanah, and then he died, right? That's how it got to Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. So this is the two-star anymore, right? Rosh Hashanah and Kuliyamo, right? Definitely has
isn't halacha. Isn't concept of Mechusar Gavayna?
Okay. Well, how do you want to apply that?
When it's by the people that owed money to the mace or the loiva or when it's by the pikadim, maybe it's a mechusar gavayna thing, and that prevents it from the yorshim getting it totally, so that the din of mitatel yasmi lo mishtabni. But when it's a rishus harabim, it's not mechusar gavayna.
Okay, yeah, right. That could be this idea of rishus achem. Rishus achem means that right, you have to make a gvir. Right. Very
so
good.
So I don't understand the sefer. How is it pair solution just because they're in Rosh Hashanah?
No, so on the contrary, that's what we're saying. We're speaking out that's the chiddush of the sefer, right? That even though it's not mechusar gavayna, Reb Tarfon still considers them since they're not by the yasmi. So that's why they still have they don't have the number of the yasmi. Nachum hagufa, right? And I know it's a question, right? But this chiluk that we have is gufa the reisha and the seifa of the Mishnah.
So you're saying that when the Chacham made this takana of mitatel yasmi lo mishtabni, it wasn't applicable in this case?
Mm-hmm. Right. Definitely. Right. That's the whole Reb Tarfon. Right. That's the whole Reb Tarfon, that the din of mitatel yasmi does not apply over here. And what we see in the seifa is that even though it's not by someone else that doesn't need a gviya, right, nevertheless, it could still have this din that it's not by the yasmi, and therefore the din of tab yasmi doesn't apply, and the balechavis really have their din to be gaiva from it. And the Gemara itself is machlekes what exactly the case. Dafu b'shus rabim, afilu b'simta. Right, that's akoponim. Now the Mishnah talks about over here kol akoid mahem zocha, kol akoid mahem zocha. Right, and that kol kodem zocha really includes all parties.
Not the
Yoshim. Kinir does include the Yoshim. That if the Yoshim taka are zoicha in it, now it becomes metatla the asmi, and now the others can't take it anymore. Right?
That's what Rashi says. He just said.
Now, when you learn the Mishnah, like, I guess you could be more oirer that in the Reish we could have also talked about Tfisa, right? Why are we first discussing Tfisa in the Sefer of the Mishnah? Is there any reason why we're discussing Tfisa.
It's in a makom that's not Meshumer. It's in a Meshus HaRabim. It's a place where you can be Tofus it.
Okay, so you're saying it's technical, right?
That's, you can't go into somebody's house and start grabbing his stuff.
I don't know if you can't, but...
What's the dinner Tfisa?
Right?
Maybe you can.
Yeah, that's the main, right? I mean,
you can't go into the Balchon, the person that owes money to the mace and start grabbing his stuff.
Okay, I don't know why you can't, right? You know, Tfisa Mechaim, whatever that, we know what...
Tfisa Mechaim is the car of Lomos by the guy himself.
So, okay, I'm not sure if there's necessary difference, you know, like you have Yeshiv Derev Nosson, you know, it's his pikadon. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's not the right thing to do, you know, but Tfisa is always, but when you want to know in the moment, it's, you know, right? So, Akoponim, but that might be true what you're saying, that it's just a technical thing, but theoretically, it's like this. Both, see, there's two things. In the ratio, we seem to be going about this in a proper way, going to Bezdin, right? You know, and having Bezdin decide what to do, right? And the Sefer talks about Tfisa and doesn't talk about, you know, Bezdin deciding, right? So, right? Any reason why that this difference in the ratio, we could have talked about Tfisa, and the Sefer, we could have talked about Bezdin. It's Munach Moshe Ram. Okay, we go to Bezdin. What do we do now, right? You know, right? What's the halacha, right? Or is that the halacha? Even the sefer, you go to Bezdin. Bezdin will say, okay, I don't know. Call him Zacha. You know, go grab it.
In the ratio, there's a citizen there who's supposed to return it, and now he's going. You know, where do I return it to?
Okay,
right? You know, okay. The sefer, it's more.
Okay, because that's what we want to know. Is it just a technical thing? Just has to be with the nature of the case. That's why, you know, in the ratio we're going, you know, with Bezdin in the more of a civilized manner, and in the safer akoponim, right, and the safer chalak. We just say the same before. If we would have gone to Bezdin in the safer, would there have been a different din? I rather would have thought that since it's not by the Asmir Sushan, so then, you know, the Bezdin would give it to the Balei Chayvus, you know. I mean, and it was based in similar to the din of the Reisha. We wouldn't say Kol HaKayim B'm Zocho. We wouldn't, that wouldn't be the Psaq. But basically, I don't know, maybe you might want to tell me then, Nechanami, that's the din of the Kol HaKayim Zocho is the Psaq of Bezdin. Bezdin will tell them, okay, let's see, you know. You know, start the race. Akoponim. So let's see. So the halacha in the sefer tfisa called kaimem zocha. That's halacha. Zok the Mishnah that if the one who is taifis, and this obviously only applies to the Balei Chayvus, if the Balei Chayvus are taifis and it's more than they're deserving of. So now, basically, the situation is, I would say, similar to that of the ratio, that it's now in the hand of a third party, right? That's what it is. And now, what's the halacha in such a situation? However, the difference between the ratio and the sefer is that in the sefer, we have two balichavis, ksubasisha and the balchoyv. One of them was Typhus, and he got paid up, so he's out of the picture. So now the other two, that parties that we're discussing, is the Seimim and the other Balchoy. Right?
Good.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's saying that in the ratio there's three people fighting for it, and in the Seimim there ends up only two.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now this is relevant. This is relevant now for that point that we were discussing before. Because so first like this. Reb Tarfon says that you give it to the Koshel, right? Now Koshel over here, according to what we're saying now, is not the same Koshel as before, because the Koshel before was between the Balei Chayvus, etc. Right? This Koshel, right, means the Balchoy, right, the Balchoy. And that's what Rashi explained. That's why you notice Rashi in the Mishnah, when Rashi only explains Koshel in the second half of the Mishnah. Right? The first thing he tells you, he sends you to the Gemara, and the second part of the Mishnah that he explains what Koshel is, you know, is the Baal Ashtar. Right? Right?
The other one.
What?
The other one.
The other one.
Not the one who took the
Vaiser,
but the
yeah, right, between the Yisayimim and the end, right, these two, right, that's this halach. Now, if he's saying over here, Koishel, right, if he's saying over here, Koishel, and Rabbi Kiva is responding to this, Emirachim Badin, right, this we thought should be a raya to the direction that Shlomo was going, right? Because over here the issue just is it Tavli asked me or not? That's the question, right? So if Reb Tarfim Shita was l'chayra, that if it's biyad acherim, it's not Tavli asked me. It's not a kula, right? You know, so what's he saying? You know, Koshel, right? You know, Kiva, Emrachim, Badin. That's not what's happening over here, right? So this, so from the Sefer and the Mishnah, it would seem to be like Shlomo is saying that the Reishis Hadover deciding whether it's Bechlal Matata Diasmi or not, right, that in itself is really based on Koshel Sforis over here, that we want the Baal HaChayvus to be paid up, and that's what's deciding for us whether we'll consider this Metaltel Yasmi or not, right? So that L'chayvus should be a raya to what you're saying. What do you hold, Michael, about that?
Right. Okay, I hear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it could be boydik that, right? Maybe this is makom lechalik, but muskulish nakoponim, when you follow through the Mishnah, right, and we have, you know, clear ulad stodim, right, then you know, we could things fall into place. Akoponim, we could have. Rise, right? Yeah, to be mindful of the rise, you can always look on be mindful of the rise, but Zakoponim, that's.
Yeah, so just then, just speak it out then. You know, even Rabbi Akiva holds Me'ikar Adin, the Shvua should block it to make it the, you know, Nichsid the Yasomim.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm.
And he is Merachim on the Koshel. Rabbi Tarfon is Merachim to give it to the Koshel, even though he agrees Me'ikar Adin that the Shavua should block it from the Koshel. Or should block it from the Baalei Chovos and give it to the Yorshim.
Mm-hmm, right. It should be subject to the Ikar Hadol Halacha of Mtatl the Yasmin.
Right.
So again, that's what's blacking, the black is, right?
Okay. And just, I mean, I tried to speak out the what I saw, what I thought on why he was Merache, and what, you know, how he could do that.
Right.
Does anybody a different? Well, I guess I don't know. I mean, that's why I spoke it out before. If it wasn't clear, then I'm curious what other people think.
Remind me again. I just didn't.
That because the Shvu is not. I guess because the Shvu is not so be'en that it's blocking it, that it wasn't obvious that he was being Merachim. It wasn't like an obvious thing. That this was blocking it from the Baalei Chovos to give it to the Yorshim, and so he was kind of ignoring something that is not so banned in the first place. I don't know. Is there another? I'm curious to hear how could he ignore it? I mean, if he agrees with Me'ikar Adin, that's the din. So how is he ignoring the din to be Merachim?
See, okay, I just maybe open up a little outside over here. I mean, Rashi explained in Kuntri Bikiva that the Shavua, Rashi spoke very strong that they need a Shavua, and Rashi says, V'chol zman shal nishbu ein lehem yishuz bohem. V'ein onu yoidim im yesh lehem alov klum. Right? That's how we're looking at it, according to Bikiva. Right? So maybe what we could work with over here is according to Tafrin, that this din shvua that we do, that's how we understand it, right? His taka de pshat that, I mean, the shvua is that we're chayish for piroin, right? Right? But what does that mean that we're chayish for piroin? So according to Bikiva, what Rashi is explaining over here is that the chash piroin is such that, you know, at this point we don't even know that you have a claim at all, right? You know, you have a shtar, but who says, right? The collection possibility, the way we're looking at it now that Chazal we're masakin this shvua, is that, you know, you're not here, right? Now if that's so. So we understand why you know it's at this it got the din of matata the asmi, right? Because there is no one else. See, even after you make the shvua, right? But at the time of Yerusha there was no one here, right? But maybe Rav Tarfon doesn't look at it like that, or you don't have to look at it like that. Right? If you maybe you know if you have a cheshbon of a rachman badin, that this time we have to make a shvua doesn't take them out of the picture. We still see them as a chashash. You have to be misalik, right? Always you have to understand, you know, how to when we require a shvua, what does that mean? Does that undermine your whole claim? What the pshat is that there's a chashash that you have to deal with, right, in order to follow through your claim. But we see you here as a baal din, right? Mm-hmm. So therefore, maybe you could have understood differently than when Kuntri Tafrin what Rashi says that not kol zman they're not here. We don't know that there's bechlal. I have a shtar over here, right? The shtar tells me, in other words, there's a chashash piroin, and since there's a chashash piroin, so that's the shaila over here, right? The chashash piroin. How much does that take them out of the picture in order to see the nechosim by the yoshim? Rashi explains the reason why we see the nechosim by the yoshim is because the shvua is, as far as we're concerned, there's no one else here. Right, they'll first bring themselves into the picture with the shvua. So, yeah, at the time of the misa, right, Shas Yerusha, there was no one else over here. So it becomes tantata liyasmi. Right, so that's maybe how we're of time for.
I don't understand how, according to Rashi, Rabbi Kiva is talking to Rabbi Tarfon, because Rabbi Tarfon said the issue is that it's right now by the person that owed money to the mace, or by the person who has the pikadon, and the fact that it's in their house by him makes it a sign of the rishus of the yorshim. So what's the difference if, okay, the people that are asking for money for the baal chov, the ksubis isha, maybe they have to make a shvua, maybe it's not in their rishus, but it's that, why does Rashi say it's in the rishus of the yorshim? It's not in the rishus of the yorshim. It's still by the Baal Chob or the Shomer Pekadon. It's not over here. He didn't deal with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's a good question.
You're saying, but like, what if they made the Shvua before it was paid back?
You're saying
it still didn't come into the Rishus. So
right,
you're saying,
right.
It's not like it came into the Rishus because these guys didn't make a Shvua.
Right, right, right. That's what he says, because he says, "Hildach mishamei samei sofa yoshim uveshus adhein." Rabbi Tarfon said it's not in the rishus, not because the other people can collect it. It's not in the rishus of the summer because it's by the baal pikadon, by the shomer.
Right, 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 right. Very good, very good, very good, very good question. So I think the way we would think, right, had approached this question is that it's not a question of a what's the word, you know, a definite thing. It's a relative issue over here, that this that we see that it's biara cherim, that distances it from the yorshim is not something intrinsic, it's only because there's an issue over here, right? Who has chusim on it? So the fact that it's away from the Yisayimim, that distances from the Yisayimim. And therefore, if there was no one else in the picture, so the fact that it's by there, but that would make a difference.
Because it's only because there's a Baal Chov and a Tsubasisha that are vying for it,
mm-hmm.
that makes it that it's possible to say that it's not in the Rishus of the Yisayimim.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You say once you remove them from the picture, they're no longer here. Let's say there was never a Baal Chov.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not gonna say that it's not in the Rishus of the Yoshim just because he didn't collect it yet.
Right. It's always a question of relation, right?
Because I thought the point was Mechusa Gavaina, and if it's a Mechusa Gavaina, it is,
but it's saying it's not an intrinsic thing. It's only because, like you're saying, because the question is the other people over here which are pulling at it, right? So that's why it might not be considered by the Yisayimim, since it's Biyar Acherim. But if there is no one else over here, then we would see it there, right? That's how I would start thinking to the question. But your question is a good question. It's a very valid question. You have to ask that question. Very good. Good to Shaila. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Looks like we didn't make it. Maybe we were planning on making it.
Oh well.
But let's just speak at one point while we're over here. Let's just speak at the din of China, right? The din of China, that in the ratio of the Mishnah when we're discussing between the Baal Chayv and the Ksubas Isha, Yinosul L'Koyshul. So in the Gemara says, is it said in the Gemara that Yinosul L'Koyshul, Ksubas Isha is the Koyshul. Now, Rashi explains two things over here. First of all, why we call her a Koyshul, right? Why is she the Koyshul? Why is she titled the Koyshul? Rashi says because it's not the derech for an isha to investigate whether the things around. So therefore, that's what Rashi says. Now the reason why the Gemara says mishum china, right? China is that the way Rashi explains it. China is that noshim should want to get married. If they would have a concern about collecting the ksuba, that would be a deterrent for them to get married, right? Okay, right. Let's accept this. What right always have the shims with the rest of the way Chazal relate to that, but right, yeah, yeah, okay. But akapanim, that would have been a deterrent. So therefore, that's why we want her to be able to collect her ksuba as easy as we can make it for her, and that's why Chazal, that's why she's going to get it over here. Now, just to connect the two things over here, that I mean, Yinosul L'Koyshul, right? Yinosul L'Koyshul. Rashi says Koyshul is because she has a hard time getting, right? The reason why we wanted her to get it is because of China. Right?
It's like a new type of gezeira or something, a new type of takana
sachana. I mean, it's a special takana in ksuba that the notion should be one shouldn't have any stumbling, any obstacles in their way. But does koshel have anything to do with this? Right. The fact that right, so is that just the name that we're saying, or that. Or that doesn't play into this at all. It should, right? So just to translate the Rashi, it would seem like this: is that only because an isha has a difficulty with following up, right? The nichse hames, right? That's why
she won't want to get married in the first place.
That's why this makes a difference, right? Apparently, if she'd have no problem, then we wouldn't need to do this, so there wouldn't be an issue of chen. I mean, the two things should connect, right? It shouldn't, otherwise it shouldn't, right? doesn't seem to be. Once the tam is mishum chen, so there's no difference, right? Who's kodim and who's meucher, right? Now this also is a nafkim, will be a nafkim, I don't know if a practical nafkim, but just maybe in the lomdis, in the two stodim that we discussed, that what is koshel doing, right? According to the first side that we said, right, that koshel is coming to explain after you got rid of matata the yasmin. Now the question is between the two, right? So who should get it? So Chino, let's say, is gonna decide for us. Now, if that's true, so if at this point the Baal Choyv Kodim should get it, so that means that we shouldn't need the time of Chino at all if she's Kodim. So it's only really negate to explain, right, if she's Mu'ukher, why is she getting it? And the answer is, because of Chen.
Even if she's Kodim, she's getting it because of the Tekhanes Chachamim. You know, once they were Masakin, whoever had it, because of Chen, the Tsuba Sitra goes first, then...
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, but it's you don't need to come out the chain, right?
Come onto it, but the mice are then.
Okay, I mean, however you understand it, right? But it's not what chain is which is causing the halacha, right? But that's all according to this first set that we were talking, that the getting rid of the yisayimim, that's mikra hadin. Now this is a question of who comes first. So now, so in the case when she her shtar was first, I don't need to talk about chen. So in this case, you know, you don't have to talk about it at all. However, but according to the other side that Shlomo was saying, that maybe the sefer of the Mishnah might be right, such a thing, that you need some kind of svara over here to get things rolling in the first place, right? To make it in that it's not metal to the yasmi, right? So then we'll need chen, afil b'chay gavin. Okay? Technical what chen means. Yeah.
Isn't there a svara that the people won't want to lend money if it's too hard for them to collect?
So this is what you mentioned before, that if the koshel of the isha is only because of the isha has the difficulty following, you know, the properties, right? So some people that lend money, that this is unless that's part of the deal, you know, part of the you
no,
know that, that's how things are done.
To lend money because they might not be able to collect it.
They might not be. Oh, I mean, as a result of this,
right?
As a result of this,
if they have an earlier star and they're really the ones supposed to get it, and we take it away from them, we give it to the lady.
Right, I mean, that's the chachamim are always like weighing, you know, all the options, and that's
I guess so. Right. Right, that's what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'll leave you both with just one last story. You don't have to record this. Someone asked me the shayla like this, that the Gemara says Kitanoi, right? That the Machlokes HaMeroim in according to Reb Tarfon, right? What's Koishel?
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara says Kitanoi. So someone asked me shayla that, how do you understand Kitanoi? Are these Tanom arguing in Shitas Reb Tarfon? What Reb Tarfon, what he meant, or this is their own shita, right? At, you know, there's machlekes tanoim about
no,
this.
No, they have to be arguing what Reb Tarfon said, because it says.
What?
There's a machlekes a braisa, what koshel means in our Mishnah.
Where do you see that? Is that what you see in the braisa? Kitanoi, right? What does the Gemara say? Kitanei, Rabbi Yamin, I'm in the Koshel Shabirai, who kosher, right? And Rabbi Elazar Raman, Ksubas Isha, right? The
what are you giving to anybody? Well, if he holds like Rabbi Akiva, or he holds
no, they don't. They definitely hold like from Tatum. The question I have is that are they riding on? You know, they have no personal thing over here. They're having Tanoim, which are explaining the Shita of an earlier Tana, Reb Tarfon. But they have no personal thing. If you ask them who the halacha is, man, halacha Reb Akiva, right? But they're explaining. Is that what it is, or they tanoim? They have a personal shito, right?
They're right? Passing like Reb Tarfon, and they
yeah, it happens to be that it's that you know, maybe they're not even agreeing with Tarfon. Maybe the man, the Omar, who says who says kosher shibrai holds Reb Tarfon didn't mean that, right? Whatever, right? Yeah. Right, so how do you learn over here? That's what someone asked me, a Shiloh, and so he wanted to say that maybe there's a raya from the Gemara later, because the Gemara later on it talks about the machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, benegay to passing like Rabbi Kiva, alachar kerakiva mechaver like a rabbi and all that, right? So the alachar is like Kiva mechaver rov. Right, so were it to be that these are independent cheetahs, so then you have a whole group of Tanoim, which are not like Rabbi Kiva, Saloch shouldn't have been like Rabbi Kiva, right? So they want to say that maybe that's a raya that Takavad, they're all going in cheetahs Reb Tarfon, and therefore it's still Rabbi Kiva Mechaveroi, maybe Rabbi Rabbi like Gemara talks about, but it's not a question of the Rabbi. All right, okay, we'll see. All right, think about that.